Hello, this is the news from the BBC with me, Eileen McHugh. Hungary has defended its decision to close the main international railway station in Budapest to migrants seeking to travel to other European countries. Hundreds were prevented from boarding trains for Austria and Germany. Speaking from Slovenia, Hungary's foreign minister, Peter Szijjártó, said his government was being unfairly criticised.
It's been proven that some European leaders act contrary to European values and interests as far as the handling of the challenges of migration are concerned. It became clear that a policy based on a mandatory quota has failed because it just encourages the human traffickers and immigrants to come to Europe. Meanwhile, those who are trying to take significant steps to stop the influx of migrants to Europe are facing a concerted smear campaign.
Global stock markets have fallen sharply again over renewed fears about economic growth in China. London was down just over 3%. In New York, the Dow Jones closed down almost 3%, mimicking European indices. Samira Hussein reports from New York.
August was the worst month for Wall Street since 2012, and the month of September is off to a very rough start. Tuesday's turbulence on U.S. markets was driven by worries of more signs of weakness in China. The world's second largest economy reported some of the worst manufacturing figures in 3 years. And manufacturing data from the U.S. did not offer much comfort, as factory growth slowed to its lowest level since August 2013.
Police in El Salvador say that violence involving street gangs left more than 900 people dead last month, a level of bloodshed unseen since the civil war of the 1980s. Candace Piet reports.
The National Police Chief Mauricio Ramirez said the high number of deaths was very worrying. He said they were due to an increase in clashes between street gangs and the security forces and to the gangs fighting each other. Mr. Ramirez said that more than 60 members of the security forces were killed during this period. El Salvador is believed to have more than 70,000 gang members, and President Salvador Sanchez Cirén has been tackling them head on. But his government is also preparing a law on rehabilitating gang members.
Guatemala's Congress has voted in favour of removing immunity from the country's president, Otto Pérez Molina. The vote paves the way for a possible prosecution in a corruption scandal which has sparked huge protests in recent months. President Pérez Molina survived a similar vote last month, but prosecutors last week accused him of personally masterminding a scheme to defraud the National Customs Service of millions of dollars. He has consistently denied any wrongdoing. World News from the BBC. Federal agents in the United States have arrested more than 90 people and shut down 16 underground labs making illegal steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs. Authorities said most of the chemicals used to make the drugs had been shipped from China. They said the operation had exposed the global underground steroid market. The United States has called on China to release a well-known Christian lawyer arrested last month. Jiang Cai was detained, along with a number of religious leaders and human rights activists, just one night before they were due to meet the U.S. Ambassador at Large for Religious Freedom, David Saperstein, in Shanghai. The county clerk in the American state of Kentucky has continued to refuse to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples in defiance of a ruling against her by the U.S. Supreme Court. Kim Davis said she was acting under God's authority. She must now face a federal judge who could impose a fine or send her to jail. She has stuck to her position despite court rulings against her and several gay couples suing her. The latest confrontation happened at the Rowan County Courthouse in the town of Moorhead.
Would you do this to an interracial couple?
A man and a woman, no. I just want you all to know that we are not issuing marriage licenses today.
Why?
Under
Why?
Whose authority
whose
are you
authority?
Not issuing marriage licenses?
Under God's authority.
Pope Francis is temporarily giving all Catholic priests the authority to forgive women who've had an abortion. The change will come into force during the Church's Holy Year of Mercy, which begins in December. In Catholic teaching, abortion remains a grave sin. The BBC religious affairs correspondent says Pope Francis hasn't changed that teaching, but wants the church to show more mercy towards those who are truly contrite. The internet giant Google has unveiled a new logo for its core search services. It said the new logo would work better on the many different size screens people now use to access its services. BBC News.